This is Akashwani. The news read by Punita Bakshi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that country is marching towards becoming a developed nation by the year 2047. Mr. Modi is addressing a public rally at Malda in West Bengal. Let's go live to the Prime Minister's address.
PM Suryagar मुफ्त बिजली योजना चला रही है लाखों परिवारों ने इसका फायदा उठाते हुए अपनी छत पर सोलर प्लांट लगाए हैं केंद्र की बीजेपी सरकार ने इसके लिए हजारों करोड़ रुपए जारी किए हैं
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched several rail and road infrastructure projects worth over 3,250 crore rupees aimed at strengthening connectivity and accelerating development in West Bengal and the Northeast. Addressing a gathering at Malda in West Bengal, Mr. Modi said he is delighted to flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train from Malda. He said several Amrit Bharat train services are also being introduced to boost connectivity.
बंगाल की इस पावन भूमि से आज भारतीय रेल के आधुनिकीकरण की तरफ एक और बड़ा कदम उठाया गया आज से भारत में वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेनों की शुरुआत हो रही है ये नई वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन देशवासियों के लंबे सफर को और आरामदायक बनाएगी यादगार बनाएगी विकसित भारत की ट्रेनों ये कैसी होनी चाहिए इस वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन में आप साफ साफ नजर आता है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Assam this evening. During his 2 days visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a development project and flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains. More from our correspondent.
Today evening at around 6 p.m., Prime Minister will participate in the Bagrumba Dohao 2026 traditional Boro cultural program at Arjun Bhogeshwar Borua Sports Complex in Guwahati. On this occasion, more than 10,000 artists from Boro community will perform Bagrumba dance in a single synchronized presentation. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over Rs. 6,950 crore at Koliyabor in Nogaon district at around 11 a.m. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movements of animals, reduce human-wildlife conflict. It will also enhance road safety, reduce travel time, and support growing passenger and freight traffic. During the program, Prime Minister will also flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains, Kamakhya Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh Gomti Nagar Amrit Bharat Express. The Prime Minister will also address a public meeting at Koliyabor before concluding his Assam visit. Aminul Haq Zardar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
BJP today accused West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee of doing appeasement politics in West Bengal. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra alleged that the West Bengal Chief Minister is justifying violence and aiming to isolate the state. He said that the senior TMC leader is trying to stop Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise by adopting unconstitutional and violent means. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. According to the police, a joint team of security forces was dispatched after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the jungle of northwest area of the district. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the members of a new Board of Peace to lead the second phase of his 20-point peace plan aimed at ending the Gaza conflict. The board will oversee efforts on governance, regional cooperation, reconstruction, investment, funding and long-term stability in Gaza. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very light rainfall over Punjab and Haryana in the next 3 to 4 days. Exclusively to Akashwani, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Janamani said that at the end of this month, there are very high chances of rainfall over northwest India. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup 2026, a second game in Group A match between India and Bangladesh is underway at the Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. And that is the end of this news bulletin.